When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you. If your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme. When you wish upon a star, as dreamers do.
Welcome to Bedtime Stories. Hi, this is David, and this is my podcast. I hope you enjoy it.
Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through. When you wish upon a star, your dreams come true.
A dream is a wish your heart makes when you're fast asleep. In dreams you will lose your heartaches. Whatever you wish for, you keep. Have faith in your dreams. Someday your rainbow will come smiling through. No matter how your heart is grieving, if you keep on believing, the dream that you la da 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 la da 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 da. No matter how your heart is grieving, if you keep on believing, the dream that you
many animals lived in and around this stable. There was an elderly brown cow with a worried look in her soft eyes.
Dear me, I've never seen the inn as crowded as it is tonight. I'm lucky to have this warm bed for myself.
A pretty young goat, who wanted more than anything to take over the cow's bed, peeked in the doorway.
You no longer give milk, old cow, so you don't deserve that bed. And the sooner the innkeeper turns you out, the better I'll like it.
Oh, someday you'll be old like me and not able to give any milk. And you won't care for the thought of anyone taking over your soft bed.
Nah, I'll worry about that when and if the time comes.
Blackie, the innkeeper's dog, who had been sleeping in a patch of sunlight in the yard, woke up just then.
Oh, are you two arguing again?
Not at all, Blackie, but I do think Mrs. Cow should know what the innkeeper has in mind.
Moo, have you heard something?
I certainly have.
Well, what is it, Mrs. Goat? Nobody keeps secrets here in the stable.
All right, I'll tell you. I heard our master say that he has no more room in the inn. And if anybody else comes in tonight, he's going to offer them the stable.
Oh, me. I knew it would come to this someday.
Now, Mrs. Cow, you mustn't worry. Maybe no one else will arrive at the inn tonight.
A huge ox, who was a guest in the stable while his master stayed at the inn, slowly shook his head.
All day I've been pulling my master's cart along the road, and we passed many people on their way here to register for the taxes. There will be more guests tonight. You can be sure of that.
It was growing dark. Night was coming. The night that was to be the most wondrous the world has ever known. All the animals in the stable began to settle down. Two doves high up on the rafter closed their eyes and softly cooed each other to sleep. The old cow shifted herself on her bed of straw and closed her eyes. Mrs. Goat stretched out on the ground.
This isn't too bad. Still, there's nothing better than a nice bed of straw. Like Mrs. Cow's.
The orange-colored cat, leaving the kitchen doorway of the inn, came over to the stable and sat down beside Blackie the dog.
Meow. There's something different about tonight, Blackie. Something special.
Special? Oh, I know. Because there are more guests at the inn, there are more scraps for you from the kitchen.
I must admit I'm well-fed tonight. But that isn't what I mean.
Well, what do you mean?
Listen, don't you hear it? Can't you feel it? There's something in the air, as if the whole world is waiting for it to happen, for something great to happen. Listen.
Yes. Yes, now I do hear something. Oh, I'd better start barking the alarm.
No, wait. It's a warm, friendly feeling in the air. Nothing to be afraid of. Nothing for you to warn against.
Yes, but what is it?
I don't know, Blackie. But it's coming closer.
Meow.
Sit here beside me and we'll keep watch together.
Very well.
As the dog and the cat watched from the stable doorway, a man came into the dark courtyard leading a small gray donkey. On the donkey's back sat a woman. The man led the donkey to the inn and gently knocked on the door. In a moment, the door was opened. The man asked the innkeeper for a room, explaining that they had traveled over the hills from Nazareth to the north, and that his wife, who soon would have a child, was in need of a place to rest. The dog and cat, watching from the stable, saw the innkeeper shake his head and then point in their direction.
Master has told them that the inn is filled.
Uh-oh. They're coming over here.
We'd better wake up our friends.
Shall I bark?
No. You'll frighten the guests that are coming.
Meow. Meow. Wake up. Wake up. Meow. What is it? What's wrong? What's that I hear?
Oh, I was sleeping so comfortably that I... What's that unusual sound?
It's just as I thought. More visitors.
In the stable doorway, the man looked around and saw there was no room for his wife or himself. But the elderly brown cow, seeing how weary the woman looked, slowly hoisted herself to her feet.
She must travel no further. I shall give her my bed.
Nah, how can you bear to part with it?
Can't you see how badly she needs a place to rest?
But you never offered it to me.
Stop arguing, Mrs. Goat, and get out of the way so that they can reach the bed.
Oh, nah, very well.
The man, who was known as Joseph, led the donkey bearing his wife across the little stable floor to the cow's soft straw bed. Then, gently he lifted the woman, Mary, from the donkey's back and lowered her onto the straw. The little donkey blinked its large gray eyes.
Thank you. Thank you for giving my mistress your bed.
I'm glad that I was able to.
I knew that bed would be taken away from you someday.
It wasn't taken, Mrs. Goat. I offered it.
But if you hadn't offered it,
Quiet, all of you. Can't you see that our guests want to rest?
Once more, the animals settled down with the old cow now sleeping on the hard ground with the goat. The doves went back to sleep on the rafter, and the cat and dog, standing outside in the cold, continued to wonder at the strangeness of the night.
I've never seen the stars so near and bright.
Nor I. And I've noticed something else. There isn't a sound now. There's nothing at all. Not a breeze or anything.
Why do you think the night is so still?
I have no idea. But I have a feeling we'll soon find out.
Look. The lamps in the inn have been turned down. Now there's no light at all except from those stars.
All of the animals in the stable were awakened at the same time as they heard the wondrous sounds which seemed to come from all around them, and even from the starlit heavens. At that moment, no one else in Bethlehem or Judea, or even in the whole world, knew of the great miracle taking place, except those within that humble stable. The newborn babe in her arms, the old cow gently nuzzled the other animals.
My manger can serve as a crib for the infant.
But it still has some hay in it. What'll we have for breakfast?
It doesn't matter. The hay will be a soft and sweet bed.
You're very kind. I'll nudge my master so that he'll see your offering. Master? Master?
He sees it.
The woman is going to place the tiny baby there.
You're right, old cow. I don't mind our hay being used for this child.
But the night is cold. We must not let the babe feel it. Crowd close, my friends.
We ought to keep the babe warm.
As the doves cooed the tiny child to sleep, and the animals of the stable crowded close around the manger to keep out the cold of night, the dog and cat moved silently to the doorway, where they gazed up at the heavens.
What is that up there?
A star. The brightest, most beautiful star I've ever seen.
Listen.
A great star shining in the east was seen by shepherds keeping watch over their flocks. Angels appeared to them, telling of the miracle in the stable at Bethlehem. And the shepherds began to lead their flocks toward that holy place. In other lands, kings and wise men saw the star and knew what it meant. They mounted their camels and, carrying rich gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, rode toward the east, following the great star. None of the animals in the stable slept that night. Instead, they provided a circle of warmth for Mary and Joseph and the tiny baby. With the star hovering above the stable, the first shepherd arrived, leading his flock. As the shepherd knelt before the holy infant, one of his sheep, a heavy ram with curving horns, stuck his nose in the doorway and peered around.
Stay out. We don't need any sheep in here.
I go wherever my master leads, and he has brought us here. I, too, wish to see the infant and give it warmth.
There's no room around the manger.
Nevertheless, I and the rest of my flock can give the infant warmth. You see what my master carries across his shoulders? A blanket. A blanket made from our soft wool. Let me remind him of what must be done with the blanket.
Moving to where his master knelt, and taking the edge of the blanket in his mouth, the ram tugged gently at it until it fell from the shepherd's shoulders. Then the ram moved to the manger and left the blanket there. Mary gave him a grateful look as she tucked the warming wool around the baby. As the first fingers of morning light reached into the courtyard, the dog and cat sat together in the stable doorway and watched the approach of the first caravan of visitors.
Shall I bark and warn our master at the inn?
You'd wake up the infant.
Oh, you're right. I won't make any noise. Here comes the caravan.
The people are going in to worship the holy child.
I wonder where they're from.
Meow.
That big camel over there looks friendly. Why don't you ask him?
Yes, I will. Where are you from, camel?
Across the desert. Our masters followed the star and it led them here.
Well, you may go into the stable and see the babe if you wish, camel. Every living thing is welcome there.
Oh, thank you, but we are so big and the stable so small. There's no room for us. Just standing outside here will be privilege enough.
In the golden light of that glorious morning, the courtyard of the inn and the stable itself was filled with people and animals, all paying homage to the newborn babe, a king for all time. And it could be that the most happy beings on earth were the animals, who gazed with soft eyes upon the Christ child. There were the doves sitting high on the rafter above the manger. That night, they had cooed the holy infant to sleep.
I had been looking forward to that hay for my breakfast, but I'm glad to go without it so that the babe may continue to sleep in the manger.
People say that an ox is good only as a beast of burden. But last night I proved them wrong. Last night my huge body gave warmth to the King of Kings.
I, too, helped warm the babe. My master covered the holy infant with a blanket of wool. Wool which came from me and my flock.
They said I was too old to be of use to anyone. But I was the first to offer my straw bed to our guests and my manger to the babe. As long as there is anything on earth that I can do, I shall never truly be old.
Blackie the dog and the orange-colored cat. They sat together over in a corner of the stable, where they were able to see not only all the visitors, but the newborn babe as well.
Never again will our home here in the stable be the same, Blackie.
I know. Nothing will be the same again. Anywhere in the world.
And that's what happened long, long ago in that humble stable in Bethlehem on the very first Christmas.
Sweet heavenly, sweet heavenly. Shine. Ten Commandments I want you to follow. You shall have no other God but me, and you must trust me. You shall not worship another God. You shall use God's name respectfully. You shall rest on the day at the end of each week and keep it holy. You shall respect your father and your mother. You shall not kill. You shall be true to your husband or to your wife. You shall not steal. You shall not lie. You shall not be jealous of anyone else.
And God said,
these will be your rules to live as good people.